Good morning and welcome, fellow sovereigns. This is my fourth attempt today. The first one, I thought I'd do it in a lovely little park, tree and stream and everything beside Hunterville. And then, of course, I didn't think about the fact that it's a main highway right there and there's trucks and cars and buses and the whole world and his wife going by. Way too noisy. So I thought, okay, I'll find somewhere nice and quiet in nature. Well, just nature. So I drove round to the Rangitiki River, where we used to take the kids swimming. And it was beautiful down by the river. No signs of humans, no sounds of humans, but of course, no internet. So I thought, well, I'll walk up the road. Walk up into the bush, and there's a beautiful big Rimu tree there, and stood back against it. Lovely. No internet. Okay, so here I am, the first time I've done it in a car, and this car's going by, but I hope they're insulated. And so today was prompted by my mate Ed. So he's my movie making life coaching friend in New South Wales. So you know who you are, Ed. This is your fault. So he posted a post about forgiveness, which prompted me to do this. Because I remembered probably 10 years ago maybe, I was having this discussion with a flatmate in Brisbane, Phil. And the discussion got quite heated, and I didn't understand this for a moment, and I realised that his perception of or definition of forgiveness was that you give up. You allow a person to do wrong, whether it's against you or against somebody else. So if you've been unfaithful in our relationship, it's okay, I forgive you. You may carry on. I forgive you. And that's that giving up. And that's forgiveness of weakness. It's just not standing up for yourself. And it's not true forgiveness. So that's one perception of what forgiveness is. And forgiveness is about strength, not weakness. So that is about weakness, so it can't be forgiveness. So the other type of forgiveness is that arrogant one. So I am this holy, sanctimonious, enlightened, higher being than you, and you've been a very naughty boy or a very naughty girl, and you are lower than me, and because I'm this higher being, I can bestow my blessings, my forgiveness upon you for doing whatever naughtiness you did. And that's another kind of forgiveness, which simply creates a kind of master-servant relationship, in that the person who is supposed to have done the wrong is then kind of beholden to that other person who's forgiving. So it's conditional. And it creates weakness as well. So it can't be true forgiveness either. So the other forgiveness, and the one that Ed was talking about, I think, pretty sure, is nothing to do with anyone else. It is simply finding peace and okayness with a situation. So before I had all these cars going past and trucks roaring past, and my phone also went, I forgot to turn the sound off my phone, and so I had all of these interruptions for my first talk today. And so I could have got angry and annoyed at them and rah de rah de rah de rah. But it wouldn't have changed anything. So my other choice was simply to be in forgiveness, which it's pretty easy to do. And this is what's happening. And stay in peace about it. And so from peace, I could choose what was the best action. And the best action was not standing in the middle of the road and stopping all the cars so I can do whatever. The simple peace for action was finding somewhere else where there were no cars and trucks and buses and the world and his wife. And so the next choice was to go somewhere peaceful down by the river. And I could have got unpeaceful about the fact that there was no internet. But there wasn't. And whatever I felt about it, there was still not going to be internet. So I've ended up here. And it's a nice place. I'm surrounded by park lane. And it doesn't matter whether I am or not. I am here. And so that's the kind of what some would call the true forgiveness, where something happens and then we choose peace about it. We forgive ourselves. We forgive ourselves our anger. We forgive ourselves whatever failure, if you like. I could have beaten myself up. Oh, what an idiot going there. Of course there's trucks and cars. What an idiot going there. Of course there's no internet. So I could have beaten myself up about that. Or I simply choose forgiveness. Ah, I did this. Okay, what's a better action? And so we simply move without emotion. And when we take action, so the one that Phil was arguing about, who got into arguing, which I found interesting, was that you don't give up. You don't take no action. And of course, forgiveness doesn't mean you take no action. I took action. I moved. Another action might be if someone, say in a relationship, unfaithfulness, or somebody abusing somebody in a relationship. You can take action about that. And of course, one action might be speaking up and saying, I do not accept that in this relationship. And then there might be other actions as well. And when those actions are taken from a point of anger, it's always a point of weakness. However, when those same actions are taken from a point of peace, from forgiveness, if you like, I forgive myself for being in this relationship and having that unfaithful partner. I'm not stupid. It simply happened. And I'm simply not going to accept it. And from that place of peace, then you can take action. And that action from a place of peace is an action with power. It's an action with real strength. And I remember Nick, who's a counsellor, like a psychological counsellor, not a city counsellor, in Gloucestershire. So when he was counselling people, he had a 3 rules and you're out. Rule. So if you're late 3 times, the 3rd time, we have no relationship. We're not going to be talking to each other. We're done. And he was never angry about it. And if someone turned up late, he would explain to them the rule. Okay, I have a rule in this practice, this counseling practice, whereby if someone is late more than 2 times, we're done. We don't see each other. And if somebody turned up at his door late for the 3rd time, he would simply say, thank you. The rule is 3rd time we're out. And so thank you and goodbye. There'd be no anger. There'd be no, yeah, you should have done it. It's simply, this is the parameter that I have set. And you can go on your way. Thank you. You can choose somebody else, another counselor. And that would be it. And there was no arguing. It was just simple. Black and white. 3 times. 3rd time. Goodbye. I'm trying to adjust the light, but it doesn't matter. Who cares? And that is forgiveness. So Nick would not beat himself up for choosing bad clients or whatever. He would simply know that some people are late. And his role is 3rd time out. End of it. So, true forgiveness means that we do set parameters. We do set basic rules for people to behave around us. And if they break those rules, we point it out to them. I don't accept swear words, maybe, if that's a rule, for your children or your partner. I don't accept the way you talk to me like that, and I will not accept it. And then there can be a discussion about that, and it's just black and white. I don't accept it. And it doesn't have to be done in anger. It doesn't have to be done in kind of using excuses. I'm setting this rule because. We don't need the becauses. It's simply that is my rule, full stop. It's really simple. And so forgiveness allows us to be who we are. And forgiveness doesn't need our excuses or our reasons for setting our parameters. For Nick, why didn't he make it 2 times? No reason. He just chose 3. So forgiveness is letting ourselves off the hook for being in a situation we don't like. And it's starting from the place of peace, the place of power, true power. And whether we're fighting some national issue, I don't know, save the lemmings or whatever it is, or about our own personal relationship, it's exactly the same. When we go into a meeting with forgiveness, we go in with peace. And there might be tough conversations. But those tough conversations on your side, on our side, can be simply done with peace. Is that light better? Don't know. And if the other person chooses to become angry or chooses to become abusive or chooses to become whatever, disparaging, we don't buy into that. We hold our own strength. We hold our own power. We hold our own knowing of what is right for us. And that is forgiveness. So forgiveness can be taking action, doing something about what's happened, but doing it from a different mindset. Or it can be doing nothing. In a sense, for me today, I couldn't stop the cars. I couldn't go and tell the internet server off. I simply moved somewhere where life worked for me. And here I am in my car. And I don't know how this is going to work, but anyway. So, I wish you a lovely day of forgiveness. A day of standing for who you are, without reasons, without excuses, for being unreasonable. You don't need reasons for making your parameters and rules. So I wish you a day of forgiveness and a day of standing for who you are with peace. And bless you and all who sail in her.